When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People, this is Jonathan with the OptumUp Podcast, coming to you live over the digital airways of Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio with 99.7 The Heat Miami, monetized by Red Circle. Shout out to our Red Circle family over there and all the partners, as well as this podcast is supported by independent creators, artists, content creators through donations. The OptumUp Podcast is a top trending podcast on Apple right now. We're in the top 100 in the music category, so we thank everybody for the support. The whole purpose of this podcast platform was to give a voice to out-of-the-box content creators that were making music and visual content that's shaking the ground right now. Something very different. You know, when I speak to independent creators, it's so fascinating to hear their approach to life and their approach to art. And we're just honored to be a part of that. Today is no different. Speaking to a young king in this game who has truly, truly, truly dedicated himself at a high level to making sure that his legacy is cemented forever. I'm honored, super honored to be speaking to my guy, JM, Johnny, on the OptumUp Podcast. My guy, Johnny, what's good, fam?
What up, though, family? Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate that introduction.
Hey, no doubt. You know I had to turn up.
Yeah, that was dope.
For sure, man. But look, before we start, let's give a shout out to BET Plus. And listen, people, if you have not downloaded the BET Plus app, here's the reason why you should. Listen to this PSA. There is only one place where you can go and actually stream real black culture on TV, and that's the BET Plus app. From movies, sitcoms, to original content created by super innovative producers, legendary producers like Tyler Perry, you will find endless content. The BET Plus app is the most complete solution outside of cable. Actually, in my opinion, it replaces cable from a big way, except for YouTube TV. Shout out to YouTube TV. But BET Plus, the BET Plus app is what you need if you want to stay connected to the culture and see dope content 24 hours a day. Download the BET Plus app right now on any device, Android or iPhone or iPad on your TV. Let's get it. BET Plus app, stream premium black culture on TV 24/7. Let's get it. Now back to our regular scheduled programming on 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. All right, people, we are back to the podcast. Shout out to BET Plus family. Download that app today. Johnny, you are a black man in America. You are also an entrepreneur. You are also a human, a regular person. You have a life. You are betting everything that your career in music will take off and one day take care of you. Now, you could have taken a traditional path where you go clock in 9 to 5 and someone tells you when to go on break and what to do, and you have your 401k and you're dealing with life insurance and all that good stuff. And that's one life. But now you're going down this dark, clouded road of uncertainty, looking to hit your paradise. Why are you doing this?
I believe this. Actually, I know this is my passion. This is what's been put in my heart since a young kid at age 5. After losing my father, it just, his death pushed me in the direction of music and put me in the hands of my uncle, who really just from day one gave me all kinds of different artists to listen to, from Eminem, Biggie, Pop, DMX. And they just really, through their stories, helped me tell mine in a way that healed me from that trauma. And the feeling it brings me, it just makes me feel so alive. It's like breathing to me. It's something that I need. And I just love putting it down on paper, recording, and giving that to the world. It's just truly my passion. It's what I love to do. It's what I really believe and know that I'm here to do on this planet.
Yeah. And the reason, well, first of all, thank you for dropping that gem right there. The reason why that I asked that question is because it's a very surreal question, Johnny, because it, a lot of people really don't examine it from that perspective, because you're literally going down the path of the, of extreme unknown, because there's a high percentage that you won't make it. And then there's a percentage that you will make it. Let me ask you this. What characteristic do you feel that you possess inside of you that makes you so bold and courageous? Like, what? Describe some of your qualities, man, that put you in this position.
Sure. You know, first and foremost, I'm definitely going to say just true authenticity, just truly being myself at all times, regardless of the landscape of music, the type of sound that's being pushed through multiple artists. I hear it, I appreciate it, but I know what I'm bringing to the game is totally different, is brand new, and I believe in myself so much to be able to take this and give it to the world. And just authenticity for one, and then just the faith, you know, because like you say, it's truly unknown. It really is that, man. This game has shown me that we really don't have control like we think we do. Life is going to go the way it's supposed to. And all we can do is kind of show life with the work we do that we want what we say we want. And faith, you know, authenticity, faith, and then just courageousness to keep going through the tests, the tribulations, and the trials, and the discipline to do it, even when I feel like I don't want to do it, you know, to do what needs to be done, even when I feel like I'm not motivated. Understand that motivation comes and goes. Just staying grounded in discipline.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for that. I want to tap into this part. When you do, and obviously, you know, we'll save some for interviews to come, but explain the moment when in your life, like, where were you? What did you have on when you said to yourself, I'm gonna be an artist? Like, what triggered it? Where were you? To explain your state of mind.
That's easy, bro. I was probably about 7, maybe 8.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say 7, though. I believe I was 7. I was sitting at the dinner table. I was eating. The radio was on in the back room. And an Eminem song came on called Lose Yourself. And the feeling it just gave me, it was like a frequency I just picked up from it. It just made me feel like I had a reason now. And I ran in the room. I looked at my mom. She's like, go ahead. Because she already knew. Like, I was excited, wanted to go hear it. And I ran in the room, you know, when she gave me the okay from the dinner table, and I just rocked out, man. I was just nodding my head, you better lose yourself. And I just was like, man, that's what I want to do right there. You know, it just took everything away, you know, because I grew up, you know, as a youngin' being picked on for not having the clothes everybody else wore, you know. And then, like I said, the trauma I had already experienced and was still dealing with at that time. You know, when I heard that song and that energy from it, it just changed everything for me. So that was the moment, man. 7 years old at that dinner table on the west side of Detroit, man. That's when I was like, this is what I want to do.
Definitely. I want to talk to you about your affinity for music, like the love of music, like kind of break that down to us. Like, when did that all trigger? Like, explain the type of music that actually, you know, like motivated you and that you enjoyed coming up.
Sure, bro. I love music that gives a message to help listeners be inspired to grow, to become the best version of themselves. Because that's what this kind of music did for me, and I want to give that back to others. So, just on top of that, this feeling that it gives me, like, it's really like being outside in nature, you know, and you're just present now because the trees are so vibrant, the grass is so vibrant. That's what music does for me, and that's how I can tell it's a love. You know, I don't, whatever it takes, I'm willing to do. That's how I know it's love, because it's not like, oh, I got to do this, or man, they want me to be here, or oh, I got to take this flight. It's like, nope, this is what needs to be done. I'm doing it. It's a love, you know, and that's how I can tell that's exactly what it is.
Definitely. I want to tap into this part here. That love for music, if you were standing in front of music right now and music was an actual physical person, and you, let's just say you were sitting down at a bar or something, you know, explain how, you know, what would you tell music as far as how it's changed your life and what it means to you?
I would tell music, first off, I would just look him in the eyes or look her in the eyes, and I would say, thank you. And they'd probably be like, thank you. What do you mean, thank you? And I'd be like, you know, you don't know it, and you didn't know it up until this point. But the reason I'm saying thank you is because the moment I experienced you, you changed my life in a way that I didn't understand up until the point of actually pursuing it as a goal, turned into a dream. You know what I'm saying? You changed a lot of pain that I was dealing with. And a lot of times when I was literally dealing with the pain that I was dealing with at those point in times, I would turn it into song form. And, you know, just the process of recording it, hearing it mixed and mastered, playing it through the radio, you know, it healed me in a quick fashion too. You healed me in a quick fashion. And, you know, I want to protect you, whatever you need. You know, I want to provide. I'm here for you just like you were here for me, and that's until I'm no longer here. And I would hope that everything that I provide through what you give me, you know, continues, if I should go before you, to take care of you and take care of everything else and everyone else on the planet too. You know, you make me feel like a superhero, and I just thank you for existing.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Get an 11% rebate at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust custom 5-in-1 spray paint lets you choose from 5 spray patterns with a twist of the dial. It protects indoor and outdoor metal and wood projects for long-lasting results and is available in more than 40 colors. Get started on your painting project at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to JD Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor super drinks for 79 cents each, then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Definitely. And the reason why, you know, that's so important, Johnny, to me, why I ask that question is because this thing is personal for you. You know, this dream, you know, that you have, and music is some, think about this, it's an audio composition and something plays through a speaker, and it has triggered or ignited the creative side of you to be who you are right now. So I definitely respect that about you totally. Let me ask you a question. Mental health is very important right now. It's a hot topic. You know, throughout this game and what you're doing as far as like the unknown and the ups and downs and all the scams and the frauds, like What's some of the negative things you've been through thus far in this game?
You said it right there. Scams, you know, being led into opportunities. You know, a lot of people have the gift of gab with bad intentions behind it and not coming through with the things they say they're going to do for you, you know, from businesses or, you know, I was even working with like a different, little label at the time and, you know, it kind of fell through, broken promises. And then, you know, just the whole mental health aspect of it is just when you feel like it's not going to happen, but you know, it's what you want to do so much. You can't be shooken or taken off of that. You know, it's what you want to do, but you just start to feel like in your head it's not going to happen or nothing's happening, you know, and just continuing to go, even though you feel like that, it can drive you crazy. Sometimes I felt like I've lost my mind and I just had to, you know, buckle down, you know, double down really and just, you know, get back in the studio and make a record that tells me, forget what anybody else say, this record that I made tells me that I can do this and just keep pushing forward, man. So it's really just about faith, man. Faith is truly believing in what you can't see, you know, that's what it's taught me. And just continuing to push forward, man, even when you feel like you're losing your mind because you think it might not happen, you still just like, you recognize it's just a thought. And you know, a vision that you're seeing can't happen if you can see it. So you just continue to push forward, bro. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, no, I respect that totally, man. Like, I love your insights. It's very refreshing. Just on just your thought process. I want people to know that because you didn't quit. You didn't stop. Now, flip side of that coin, when it comes to your state of mind now in music, what are the things that you want to, what are the things, some of the things that you want to accomplish this year in the music game as far as your career now?
This year, I would definitely love to take this thing over the top to the next level and just be regarded as one of the best artists in the game, you know, the genre of hip hop, man, to be played in everybody's car, you know, the number one choice when they go on a ride, whether just to the gas station or a road trip, or they're going on an airplane, they download the music and I'm their choice to listen to, because they just recognize this guy is powerful. You know, this man, his music is totally brand new, and it's something that is driving me to accomplish everything I want to accomplish through the energy of him doing it and bringing it to life for himself. And, just being in this thing, you know, full time for real. That's what I want this year. I believe every year is the year, but this year is the year I believe that, you know, it's really time. And, you know, I want to be on top of everybody's list. You know, it's no questions asked about it.
Swinging back to mental health real quick. You know, I know we're talking about that, but, and I thank you for answering that, but swinging back to mental health real quick. And you mentioned something that I thought was powerful when you said, sometimes I feel like I'm losing my mind. What are some things that you do to unwind, to kind of like take your mind away from everything?
Meditate. I'll sit, I'll cut everything off. I'll meditate in the living room of my house personally, and I'll take my phone upstairs before I do it. And that way there's no phone around me. The TV is off and I'll meditate. I don't set a timer or anything. I just meditate until I feel like it almost feels like I'm not even here anymore. I just even forget that I'm sitting meditating, just focusing on coming back to my breathing, you know, and getting out of my head. And when I notice that I'm having the thought, just getting back to my breath, and that strengthens my awareness. And that just becomes a habit in the present to allow my breath to always center me back to the present and stay out of my head. Understanding that the present is where everything is going to happen. So that's where I need to be. And then sometimes even after I meditate, I'll open my eyes and I'll just sit in silence and I'll just hear everything and just become conscious that everything is just a thought now that I'm hearing. You know, I was seeing the thoughts when I was meditating, but now I'm hearing it and just being aware that all I'm doing is hearing it and just strengthening my ability to stay present. And that's what keeps me able to keep going, because those thoughts a lot of times can be negative, bro. That's what it tell you, you know, you can't do this. It's not going to happen. Nothing's happening. And, you know, faith is believing in what you can't see, man. And in the present, to be present, you know you're present, man, when you're in the unknown and you know you don't know what's going to happen next. That's mm-hmm. where you're supposed to be, and that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at, bro. And I stay there with meditation and walks in nature and, like I said, sitting in silence, bro. That's how I do it.
No doubt. What's one quality about you that you need to change in order to be a better version of yourself?
Less procrastination. Instead of saying, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it on this date, just doing it right then and there. Because a lot of times that procrastination can hide as a form of delaying it for a better time, because that procrastination will tell me that it'll be better to do it at that moment, because it's like a hidden fear that I don't know how to do it at this time and I should learn and research first. It's like, no, as soon as that idea comes and I feel that in my gut that, you know, this is the fire and I should pursue it, I need to do it right then and there. So just strengthening that will to get things done right when it comes. Of course, logically thinking in the process, but just doing it right then and there and not procrastinating, pushing anything off, and just trusting that I'll learn as I go.
Mm-hmm, definitely. What's one thing about you that people love?
My determination. And my passion. I hear the passion a lot. When people see me in my element from listening to beats or actually recording or, you know, of course, performing, they see that this guy is serious about it. It's not something that he's doing for cars or women or materialistic items. That's a love that he's showing right there. And passion, bro, that's one thing that I hear a lot. And just a determination to keep going, because, you know, people will always put a timeline on when they think you should make it. And that can mess with your mental health as well. When you see that they lost faith or they don't believe no more, or they stop supporting you, just to keep going mm-hmm. through that, you know. So determination and passion, bro. That's what people love the most about me.
Definitely. Right now, you're rocking with Radio Pushers, man. And we appreciate you. We're excited to have you with us, man. Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I'm excited to be here. I'm grateful to be working with you.
Yeah, man. You know, looking forward to big things, and, you know, looking forward to expanding your brand and your message and your vision. You know, talking with you, man, you know, you're very humble, and I just love the way that you present yourself on every level, man. So salute to you. Spell out your name phonetically as it is on the streaming site, so when people go to your streaming catalog, they can pull you up.
Absolutely. It's JONNIE space MORRIS.
All right. And spell out your Instagram handle phonetically loud and clear so people can follow you on IG.
For sure. Instagram handle is JONNIE 313 MORRIS.
All right. And what have you enjoyed the most about being on the, well, first of all, before we do that, any final shout outs you want to give to people?
I just want to definitely shout out, you know, the Radio Pushers for giving me this opportunity and this platform to speak and let people know who Johnny Morris is and what he's about. And I just want to shout out everybody who's been rocking with me this long and stay locked in, and just let them know, you know, it's our time and we're doing this together. We're a family. It's not just me. So we're doing this together.
Salute on that, man. And what have you enjoyed the most about being on the Out the Mud podcast?
I enjoy expressing, again, that word, my true authentic self. Just letting people hear who I am. Cause a lot of times I can be a bit of a lone wolf, just locked into the grind. And I don't get this opportunity a lot to speak to people, to let them know from my own perspective who I am, you know, because to other people, we are many different people, but now they're hearing who Johnny believes Johnny is. So I'm grateful for that.
Well, I want to make sure I did a good job with you, bro.
Oh, you did excellent, man. Excellent.
No, bro, no doubt about it, man. Like I said before, you know, this podcast network that we run, being the fact that we're one of the top podcasts on Apple, you know, it's, we do independent artists only, and we support about donations, man. So when people hear your voice, a lot of people are going to hear your voice, man. So like I said before, I appreciate you, King.
Appreciate you as well. Likewise.
All right, people, give out your Instagram handle one more time, man.
It's Johnny313 Morris. So that's JONNIE313MORRIS.
No doubt about it, man. Well, thank you so much for being on the Out the Mud podcast. Let's get it. Let's tap in, bro, all the way. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.